Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Okay, every Friday, you know, after the 5:30 news, we do Destination Illinois. It's sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. We take a look at a unique attraction or neighborhood landmark across the land of Lincoln. And no one does that better than Julian Cruz, who's Mr. Road Trip. But for this, he stayed close to home. Julian, did you know that do you know what the city's official landmark is, the motto, I should say?
Yeah, the city in a garden, which is herbs in ordo, which is Latin for city in a garden. And Steve, you know what I found out is interesting? That was a marketing slogan that they came up with after the Great Fire of 1871, and they were trying to attract people to Chicago. So they came up with this slogan, herbs in ordo, city in a garden, to kind of make it look a little more attractive. You know, Chicago was
right.
Not looking too good back then.
Were there many gardens at the time?
Well, there probably weren't too many after the fire, but of course, as the plan for Chicago, that brought a lot of gardens.
Oh, sure.
And you know, roadways and boulevards with greenery. And, you know, that, of course, was the brainchild of Daniel Burnham.
Right.
You know, the architect and developer.
And Olmsted was behind a lot of those gardens as well. For this week, you look at a few gardens in the city, and I got to tell you, Julian, I used to hang out at the Alfred Caldwell Lily Pool when I was single and living in Lincoln Park. I want you to describe it for everyone. I just kind of knew it as the Rookery at the time.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of tucked away off of Fullerton Parkway, and you don't even know it's there unless, you know, somebody points it out to you or you learn about it, but it's on the National Register of Historic Places, and it's just a beautiful pond, but it has waterfalls and rocks, and you can't hear the noise of the traffic. You know, Lakeshore Drive is like less than a football field away, and you'd hardly know because it's just so quiet and serene in there. It's just a beautiful place.
It's really a remarkable spot. And I mean, when I was single and I was off on Monday or something, and I would just go walking around, and I found it one day, and it's so peaceful. And in the fall, there are, you know, beautiful, a variety of ducks that you don't normally see around here, or waterfowl, I should say. It's really, and there aren't many people in there. I don't know if I just said that, but you're pretty much alone when you go in there. It's called the Alfred Caldwell Lily Pool. It's right by Lincoln Park Zoo off Fullerton. Great place to check out. We also were talking about the Chicago Women's Park and Garden not too long ago, because the Clark House is there, and
yes.
There's some move to put a plaque up to recognize the Bishop Ford helped to save that Clark House. But tell me about the Chicago Women's Park.
As you said, the 1836 Widow Clark House, the city's oldest dwelling place, if I'm not mistaken, and it's at 18th and Indiana. And it has this Helping Hands Memorial that honors Jane Addams, of course, the pioneering social reformer. It's black granite. It's a sculpture garden. It's offset by the flowers and the colors that you see in this beautiful garden. It's not huge. It's kind of small, but it's just a hidden kind of secret place
that
all the locals there in the South Loop know about.
We're talking to WGN's Julian Cruz about City in the Garden, Chicago, as we do our Destination Illinois segment. Okay, the last one seems to be the most, what's the word I'm looking for, Julian? The most inviting to people just happening by, the South Merrill Community Garden. Tell me about that.
Yeah, a beautiful lady started that garden. Her name is Diane Hodges, and I'll tell you, she is a force of nature. It's this little garden that's nestled between apartment buildings on Chicago's South Shore. It's called the South Merrill Community Garden, and it's more than a garden. It's almost like a community center, and they have all kinds of programs with the Park District for kids, art programs. And Diane Hodges is the person who has created that oasis in a neighborhood that's a little bit tough, you know, the South Shore
right.
neighborhood there. She's actually had to face down some drug dealers in her neighborhood when she was getting established. A beautiful lady, and she's created this gorgeous little garden that is much more than just a garden.
I love that she says you're welcome to leave your footprints in the dirt. Julian Cruz with Destination Illinois. Great to talk to you, Julian. Thank you.
Steve, my pleasure.
And that's a wrap on Destination Illinois. It's all sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. We thank them for that. To learn more about the city in a garden, check out WGNradio.com. All right, here's Mary with a look at the weather and traffic.